It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 4th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is scrutinize, spelled S-C-R-U-T-I-N-I-Z-E. Scrutinize means to examine something carefully, especially in a critical way. Here's the word used in a sentence from Pitchfork by Jazz Munro. U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Mike Lee will lead a new subcommittee investigating the lack of competition in ticketing markets. Klobuchar stressed the need to scrutinize Ticketmaster's dominance over the concert ticket market in light of chaotic Taylor Swift-era's tour sales last week. Scrutinize the history of the word scrutinize far back enough and you wind up sifting through trash. It comes from the Latin word scrutare, which means to search, to examine, and scrutare likely comes from scuta, meaning trash, the etymology evoking one who searches through trash for anything of value. The noun scrutiny preceded scrutinize in English and, in its earliest 15th century use, referred to a formal vote and later to an official examination of votes. Scrutinize was established in the 17th century with its familiar to examine closely meaning, but retained reference to voting with the meaning to examine votes, at least into the 18th century. And while the term scrutineer can be a general term referring to someone who examines something, it is also sometimes used specifically as a term for an election poll watcher. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.